Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we are. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's Monday. We're starting our week off right. It is Thanksgiving week. I'm wearing a pink hoodie. Very, it is pretty.
Yeah.
I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay.
Yeah, you should.
And gay. I feel like a fag. I want some penis.
It's not gay. It looks like you're fucking a fat chick and just didn't have a hoodie this morning.
Yeah, like I wore her hoodie after we had a sexy romp.
Yeah.
I like it. I wish I could do that.
You're living in Jersey, but you're still fucking in Harlem.
I did date a big chick once. Oh. She wasn't big. She was just tall, right? She was like, she was 5'11", maybe. And she was big. She was big. She's a thicker bitch. Right? Not Shannon thick. We're talking about real fucking thick.
Like, yeah,
thick.
Wide back.
Yeah. And I used to, when I would fall asleep like in her armpit. Like she would cuddle, like she was like I was her baby. Like, and I would do that. And it was a very bizarre relationship.
How long ago was this?
This was years ago when I was younger, when I was like 19, 20 years old. Hello, Karen. Oh, so nice of you to fucking join us.
What do you care about, Wayne?
If it was only, Maddie, if it was only, if it was, it is a light booking.
Clearly, I'm here to carry the show.
It's a light booking week. Let's get real.
I'm hot. I'm really hot right now.
Karen.
This really is the week of people whose families don't love them.
Huh? Yeah, this is.
My dad has COVID.
Yeah, is he alive?
Yeah, he's fine. Every day I text him, are you still with us?
You told me that he had COVID, and I was like, it's very strange because when you're a COVID denier and mask denier like I am,
yeah,
it's very difficult when your friends tell you that their fat old dads have COVID.
And I'm like,
it's a hard
time. I cried. It's so fucked because he's totally fine. He's totally fine.
Yeah.
But it does, like, I think it's like the media and everything that's like hyped you up about everything. Like, I was bawling my eyes out because all I could think about was worst case scenarios.
I know.
He's diabetic. He's had heart attacks. His liver stopped working last Thanksgiving.
He's going to die.
I know.
You should be crying because he's going to die. It has nothing to do with COVID. He's a dying old man.
It's not looking good.
In the process of dying, Karen.
But my point is, if this doesn't take his fucking fat, sickly ass out, I don't believe in it. Well, I don't think that we should be taking these huge measures.
See, the reality is, they have to look at the worst case scenarios. Nobody wants to get sued. No doctors want to get sued. When fucking Fuckface's sister didn't want to call in, I was like, oh shit, that's very telling. They don't want to be a liability. It was a nurse. She's like a.
Can I get a quick Fuckface definition?
She was a nurse in
a comic that was on last week. His sister was like not a nurse, like a doctor.
Yeah, and she was going to call in, and I was going to fucking grill her. Because I was like, listen, bitch, let's get to the bottom of this
How
shit,
How many
right?
people have you seen die?
And she was about to call in, and she was like, you know what? I better not, for liability purposes. And the reason is because she knows I was about to fucking call her on her fucking shit. I was about to butt fuck her right on this show. And hold on.
Give her a podcast.
And I was going to butt fuck her right on the show. And then she was like, you know what? It's a liability. I better not. I'm going to lose my job. It's the worst case scenario. It's like they say the limit on my son's trampoline is 400 pounds. And then when you. But
it's rated for like 5 at least.
It's guaranteed fucking like double that probably. Yeah. It's probably 800.
I'm looking at a clean G right here.
Me and Zach just bouncing up and down. But
if there was a clean G in here, you'd snort it.
I went and I'm good now.
I'm good. So, but yeah, you're right. There's this worst case scenario, doomsday scenario, and nobody wants to be wrong. So we are living our lives in fear based off of this. Now, Maddie is a full fledged racist and Trump supporter.
Sure.
He doesn't give a fuck.
No surprises there.
Maddie doesn't give a shit.
No, it's over.
Maddie.
There are no fucks left to give.
My sister's fiance is an EMT, and he's like a little bit autistic. He's so funny.
I got a retarded EMT.
I don't like where this conversation is going, by the way.
I would send him back like a Hooters waitress.
Like super high functioning, like Amy Schumer's husband or whatever. But he goes, we're just standing there, and he's like, yep, well, I think I saw somebody take their last breath today. Like, he just says it like it's, like, no big deal. It's, like, part of his job or whatever.
Yeah.
It is.
It's literally part of his job.
And then me and my mom just start cracking up because we just can't handle, like, how dark it is, but funny at the same time.
Yeah.
It's gallows humor. You just...
I could never be an EMT or a doctor or...
Yeah, you could.
No.
You have no soul.
No.
100%.
I don't have a soul, but that's, I think, why I
He's like a pussy. Because
you just wouldn't help
he,
at all?
Like, no. You would, like, cry at the sight of vomit or poop or blood or everything and everything.
That is true. You are a bit of a bitch.
The first night we hooked up?
He shit himself. He was so excited. Couldn't believe he got me.
And then I puked all over the place and started crying.
Celebration.
We do have an incredible show planned today. It is the Real Ass Podcast. It's the only real podcast left. I am your host, Luis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach Amico.
That's me.
That's eco-friendly Zach Amico's. That's the new character we're doing.
Do I get a coffee? What is Dylan doing?
Bitch. Yes, just ask. Just make Dylan. Stop flirting with Dylan in front of me. I don't know why.
Why
it bothers
do you think
me.
It's flirting? Just
I don't,
because I'm hot.
No, because
hey, Dylan, will you give me a coffee?
Karen, put your clothes on.
I'm okay? So hot. I'm like really bad. I'm like pitting out. I'm sweating.
I mean, Dylan is one third your age. What would you do with this boy? What would you do with this boy?
I'll get two more.
What would you do with this young boy? You'd hurt his soul.
Fucking ruin him.
I have a new make out with Shannon date. We're going to get into that in a minute. First of all, let's welcome our guests to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her from her brand new podcast, Only Feehans.
So
her,
good. You can't. You want to smile, but you can't.
Not
you're
her
not.
OnlyFans. Everyone wants it to be her OnlyFans. She's fucking... She's
done.
Yeah.
I'm
what do they call it? Catfish. Not catfishing. What do they call it? Bait and switch. She's bait and switching you, guys.
She's throwing out chum.
There's no nudes. There's no nudes on this OnlyFans, guys. If you subscribe, you are not going to see her naked. I'm just going to let you know.
Thanks, Liz.
But to be honest with you, we'll see. Give her some time. That might be a segment on the show eventually.
How much is your OnlyFans?
I don't have an OnlyFans.
She used to have an OnlyFans. She gave up her OnlyFans.
She did it for a second.
She was
No, people that could see her naked were her OnlyFans.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Karen Feehan.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
And also, very happy to have back on the show. It's been a very long time. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy is the least famous guest we've ever had on the podcast.
Easily.
I will say that with...
Yeah, but for nostalgia reasons, the first producer to inept their way out of...
Yeah,
show.
For one of the first producers, the OGs that turned into a career of podcasting. I have no idea how it happened, ladies and gentlemen. From the Thing Is podcast, it's nice. Maddie Jester Skulls. What's
Hello.
Up?
Hello, a lot of right place, right time kind of circumstances that led to this.
Yeah, dude, you're here.
Yeah, just keep showing up, right?
I love Maddie's hilarious.
I'm all right.
Maddie's always made me laugh. He's always been a fucking hardcore parkour fan of all the shit that we do. And
he knows
yeah.
how to take a punch.
I'm waiting for the butt.
No, there's no butt.
Oh, okay.
Karen?
I'm just being paranoid.
I'm the one with the butt here.
See, if I would have just said Karen and there was no in between there, that would have been a solid. Shannon, edit that out. I'm going to give myself a rattlesnake. Why not? It was a good joke. Rattlesnake.
It's the most narcissistic,
joke.
Disgusting thing I think I've
My
ever
seen. My son made
do.
A joke it's yesterday, by the way. My son actually, a legitimate real
what
joke.
What did he say, mommy loves you still?
No, it was a real joke. Okay, a legitimate joke. He said, because Bianca, his cousin, was coming over. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, maybe we could play Uno. And if she plays her cards, right?
Nice, nice.
It was great.
That's pretty goddamn good.
It was... I mean, if I had a guest snake, I stopped. I was like, that was a real joke, Bubba Boy.
Where did you learn that from?
Lewis is like, okay, I have some premises. We're going to work.
Yeah. Doggy, it was a legitimate joke. It was a real pun. I explained it. Then he was so proud of himself. He was telling everyone, I was like, I made a pun joke earlier today.
Aww. That's good.
Yeah, very, very cute.
I'll make a career out of puns for sure.
Yeah.
You should have disowned him.
His dad looks like Fat Pun.
Big Pun? Call me Fat Pun?
They're all fat, aren't they
both?
Call
me Big Pun. All right, look, shut the fuck up, both of you guys. Let's get some plugs out of the way. Don't be assholes, okay? Anything else to plug besides OnlyFans?
Me and Mike Racine are going to be in Morristown, New Jersey, December 12th, co-headlining the dojo. That should be fun.
Hell yeah. December 12th?
Yes.
What day of the week is that?
I think it's a Saturday.
Oh,
it's
shit,
the second
Karen.
Saturday. In,
it's not too far from my house.
December. Why would I care about that?
you
want to do a guest spot?
You
can you get a sitter?
Can.
We'll give you seven.
Maddie Jester Skulls.
Watch The Thing Is live on GasDigitalNetwork.com/live. every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. And I get the free audio version Fridays. When do they go out? Sometime during Friday. Well, good enough, right?
Man, his plugs.
They auto. Listen, podcast. The podcast app.
If I just
auto
let him
updates.
Go, if I let him go, he'll start crying. If I just if I let him keep on talking, he's freaking out right now.
Yeah.
When all
Thanks,
eyes
buddy.
Are on him.
Thanks, buddy.
And look, he's getting hot in the face. I see the vein is popping in his forehead. He's sweating now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matty Jessicos is having a full-fledged panic attack.
Eight Instagram posts a day about how black people are animals. Let him fucking talk for a minute. The fucking hot seat.
Pull up in the meantime. We're going to pull up Garth in Wayne's World when Wayne stepped away for a minute. That's what Matty is if you let him just go. I want to pull that up after plugs. Zach, you also look like Garth.
Yeah, I look like Garth 8 Wayne, yes.
I was going to say Wayne. I was going to say something else less clever.
Yeah.
But more hacky somehow. Yeah. I don't understand.
You have a gift.
Yes, very good.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Migos. Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Catalyst Rushing Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And I will be right outside of Levittown, Pennsylvania on the 28th. With my good buddy James Mack. Check my social media for like all the details and shit like that. But it's an open bar for 2 hours and dinner should be pretty fun.
Me, Zach Amico, Chris from Brooklyn. The You're Gonna Get Sick tour is riding to a city near you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Atlantic City Celebrity Theater. Myself, Zach Amico, Chris from Brooklyn, December 4th and 5th. Get your fucking tickets now. Get so many tickets that they can't cancel it when New Jersey shuts down the state, okay? Make it a decision that the owners have to go, fuck, dude, we might have to just run this show. Because we'll go. Do you think I'm afraid? Do you think I'm afraid? I have no fear of this virus. I have no fear of any viruses. All right? So know that. January 20th through 23rd, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Same fucking lineup. Myself, Zach Amico, Chris from Brooklyn. It's going to be a crazy, crazy tour. We're just ramping things up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, I have a feeling this whole virus is going away any day now.
Nobody's dying anymore. It's so stupid.
Aren't they saying they're dying now again? They're trying
are
to pretend.
Are you
they're
dying trying, again?
They're trying to pretend. People. They're trying to pretend people are dying again.
I don't care.
Your fat dad's alive.
He's fine. He thinks everybody's a pussy. He's going to go back to work. My brother's like, he can't. If he goes back to work, mom can't come see the kids. Like, that's the problem with all this, because it tears families apart. Like, people, like disagree about
they're complaining about Trump taking probably a total of 40 or 50 Mexican children from their homes and losing them. That's not okay. I'll say that right now. But how many American families are being torn apart, which are more important? How much more valuable is an American family than a Mexican family, just in general? Don't even edit that. Don't even edit that. That's just a fact, okay?
Yeah, they're made of real people. We know where you're going with this.
Okay, the American versus Mexican, there ain't nothing they got over us.
Dollar to peso, 10 to 1.
No, I disagree, because the Mexicans will work. The kids will work and the grandparents will work. Well, we have lazy old people and lazy kids.
I'm just letting you know right now, you can't tear apart American families for coronavirus. They're freaking out about Trump tearing apart Mexican families for border control. Control. And then we're
just tearing apart Mexicans like a werewolf.
Ah, come on now. We can't do that with an American child.
No, I mean, I'm just saying. It's fucking bullshit.
We also have merch. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Black Friday through Cyber Monday is when you should be purchasing this. If you buy it now, if you want to get it now before it goes out of stock, but we have our brand new Real Ass Podcast hats, dad caps, the snapbacks, the fucking winter caps. Also, a bunch of other gear, Zach Amico gear, Legion of Skanks gear. We're doing a special discount site-wide on podcast merch, 10% off the entire site, 15% off of orders over $100. So grab your merch for the holiday season now. Guaranteed holiday shipping, guaranteed. Not, I mean, I don't know about, I don't even register Hanukkah as a holiday. I'm sorry, Dylan. I know. I don't know when it starts. We're not guaranteeing shipping by Hanukkah unless Hanukkah is December 25th, which has happened.
It usually ends before Christmas.
December 10th, it ain't happening. Listen to me, you can buy 8 hoodies, you ain't getting them. All right? It's not happening by December 10th. Almost damn near impossible. But by Christmas and Kwanzaa, our black and Christians, you guys will be fucking taken care of this year, as you should be. Okay? Black Lives Matter, and I've said that for a long time. What else? What else? What else? iTunes, 5-star rating, positive review. 1 reviewer every month. We give away a free piece of merch, too. It could be some of this new merch as well. Gas Digital. Subscribe. Get the entire on-demand library for all of the shows. Gas, there's nearly 10,000 hours of on-demand content at your fingertips. GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Get access to everything this holiday season while you're hanging out at home and you're hanging out, making all the preparing your holiday meals, Thanksgiving dinner, doing all that other stuff, Christmas dinner. You're going to be like, I want to listen to some stuff. Fuck your old Bing Crosby Christmas tunes. What are you, a fucking loser, grandpa?
Yep.
Uh-uh.
I enjoy
you need to listen to Without a Country with Joe DeRosa and Corinne Fisher. That is the fucking...
That'll make you beat your kids.
All right, whatever. I really did try. Try to make it work. Here we go. Here's
who's that?
Here's Maddie when he has to do plugs.
Oh.
Totally.
Let's get some volume. Oh,
hold on.
You see that scene in Scanners that kid's head blew up? Not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that scene in Scanners when the dude's head blew up?
Tia Carrere was so hot in that movie.
So hot.
I didn't even like Asian chicks.
She was
Maddie's
so hot.
Maddie's so racist that he just can't even see
it. Nah, she's all right. I'll give it to
you. Know that scene where like Wayne's in his underwear and they're all jumping around the bed? He's like, who's Anthony? Who's Anthony? Yeah. My drummer. Sorry, it's good.
I don't remember.
No? But,
she was hot.
She's super hot.
Way into it back in the day. Okay, so are you not going home for Thanksgiving, Karen?
No. My sister's getting married on New Year's Eve, so we're like getting together then as a family. And that's another thing that's tearing our family apart.
The fact that you're doing a wedding during the pandemic?
Yep. My sister doesn't give a fuck. And I'm like, it's her day. Fuck it. I don't care. I'm not going to fight with her.
She's going to have like 40 people there, no?
She wants like just immediate family.
That would be a better plot for Bridezilla. Like, it's just fucking...
But they also can't dance.
Everyone dies.
In a lot of states.
Like, it's my day.
We're white. We aren't going
to
dance.
So you're not going to dance. So why bother doing the whole fucking... Just go to a bar.
No, we're going
to
have... My sister's actually really smart. She's weaseling like 3 weddings out of this pandemic because she wants to have a fancy thing at a hotel on New Year's Eve. And then she wants to have a later like actual big party wedding where she invites everybody. And she wants a bachelorette party. And she wants a summer thing where we all rent a beach house.
You still talk to her?
She's going
to
be getting married till 2025.
No, you can't do any of that. That's a lot. You get one fucking
That's like when girls say it's their birthday month. That's
she is that girl. Her birthday is 2 days after Christmas. So our entire lives, it's the poor her victim. Like, and if she gets a half birthday, she gets the whole month of December.
See, James doesn't get a half birthday. My son's birthday is December 29th.
Nobody should. It's ridiculous.
Well, what he started now, his party is the Halloween party. Now that's his new thing because everyone else gets to have a fun like outdoor party, but we did our Halloween party this year. It's in the dead of fucking winter. The school's off. There's no, like, everyone's on break.
You schemed a way to get your kids some presents months before his birthday.
No. He doesn't get Halloween presents. Oh. He just gets the party.
Oh.
He gets a party.
Yeah,
he's a good kid. Keep up, Karen.
So you're staying here. What are you doing? What are you doing on Thanksgiving, Karen?
I guess I'm just going to be around here.
You're just
going to. Oh, my boyfriend and I are going to have a really cute day with our dogs. We're going to roast a chicken. I'm going to make 2 different desserts. If anybody has any recommendations.
Oh, that's fun. I have one.
Go ahead.
Roasted dog.
Oh, what?
We have 2 dogs, 2 desserts.
Yeah, make them fight for who's the better dog.
I'm just saying.
Loser's
dog will kill my dog. I let his dog get in a fight the other day just because I knew she'd win. She's fucking beast.
What type of dog is it?
She's half German Shepherd, half Husky, but she's only like a year old. She's fucking feisty. She's gotten into a couple fights. This guy, this fucking douchebag dog owner was like, I don't like it. He grabbed her by the collar and handed her to me. So then I had to pull her.
I don't like it.
Because she was kind of like fighting his dog. They were like in a dog fight.
Yeah.
But his dog started it. This dog came into the dog park just growling the whole time. Imagine if somebody came into a party and was like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Like somebody's going to fucking tackle him at some point.
Yeah, that's what I do every party I go into. I establish myself as the alpha dog and I start growling at people and stealing people's food.
So she just like had him. She definitely was going to kill this dog.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to break it up. I'm not going to get bit. I'm like, all right, good luck.
I can't bring myself to give a fuck about like dog fights like anymore. Like it doesn't, I would watch
you
dog
abandoned
fights.
Your dog. Who are you talking about?
I know I did. I told Beatrice and half-heartedly I told her, I was like, now that I got a house, I was like, I'll take sport if you want. And she started to say yes. And then I changed the subject.
You piece of shit. Of you like, should have. You have a backyard and everything probably.
I do. Yeah.
Such a jerk to that dog.
No, I'm not. I was a jerk to that dog when I was 22 years old. I would leave him for days at a time, and he would have to fend for himself.
You're
shut the fuck up. The fuck up.
You're
everyone's
garbage.
Shaking their head
you
at me. Fucking
trash. Piece of
fucking
shit.
Piece of shit.
You deserve to be euthanized.
You don't know what I fucking been through.
What?
Hold
you were just
on.
Out drinking
Hold
fucking
on.
Sixes, you fucking loser.
Drinking sixes?
drinking, comma, fucking sixes, period.
Oh, I thought you meant drinking
on their period.
Sixes. On their periods.
That is true. What happened to my fucking...
Good. It's God punishing you for abusing your dog, dickhead.
Fuck dogs. I'll say it right here on the show. Fuck dogs, fuck cats, fuck squirrels, fuck hamsters, fuck cats, fuck rats. Fuck them all.
I agree.
Animals are garbage.
Except for dogs.
Animals are garbage. I'm not getting any pets. I've just decided. Because my son's been trying to convince me to get a pet. I was even thinking about just getting a fish or a turtle. Fuck fish, fuck turtles. Those fuck them pets. All. Those are all pets.
They're not pets. When's the last time you petted a fish?
Petted a fish.
The is past that, tense the of pet is from? Pet, you fucking yeah, idiot. Maybe. Isn't it?
I don't know.
It?
That's what you do to them.
You'd be able to pet a pet. I like it. Shannon, Maddie's dumb, and as am I. We are both dumb.
Yeah, but you're really dumb if you didn't know where pet came from.
I was about to say a poem. Maddie's dumb, as am I. We're both dumb. Give me some pie. That was my poem. Shannon, we're both dumb. But that sort of made sense. You got to be able to pet a pet. I think that should be the standard definition of pet.
I'm going to make a t-shirt. Can we get a t-shirt going, Shannon?
You know what? I get 50% of that because I kind of came up with it. Like you said it, but I recognize it as genius.
As long as I get half of something.
So what doesn't count? Fish, turtles, birds?
Anything you don't pet. You could pet a bird.
Nah, fuck birds.
People like parrots. Parakeets are...
If you try to pet a bird, it'll take your fucking finger off. Yeah, if you ever try to pet, try to put your finger in a bird cage...
I mean, you can't... You gotta, like, go with a knuckle.
Dude, if you... Let me tell
you something. They'll bite you. Won't take your
finger. I mean, they will bite you.
If your pet will run away from you forever.
Yeah.
Like, if you open the door and the pet's gone and it's not coming back...
This is talking about his girlfriend. Yes.
Then that is not a pet. Like, you have to clip a bird's fucking wings. You have to cut its wings so it will not fly away from you.
Yeah, you put them in a fucking 2x4.
It's called domestication.
Enclosure.
That's what men have been doing to women.
That's what I do to my girlfriends. I clip her toes.
Now, what could we clip off of women to make them better?
That is actually, you know what?
In Lewis's case, it's skin tags.
I got my answer.
Another brilliant observation. That's what they, you know what? Clit circumcision is simply just the trimming of the wings of a woman.
I was going tongue, but sure, you can do that too.
Oh, I was going to do a clit circumcision. No. Yeah.
They can feel pleasure. I just want to hear about it.
No. See, they fly too high.
They're going to wander.
They fly too high if you let them go.
They're going to keep looking.
Okay.
Better.
All right. I see where you're going with this. Okay.
Stop it.
The logic is there for sure.
Sick.
All right.
This is sick.
What? Shut up.
We're just talking about clipping
your
pussy
up. Your clit is nearly non-existent.
That's not true.
And
What do you mean my clit is nearly non-existent?
You would know.
Karen, I'm telling you right now, her clit, it was the size of like...
My current boyfriend has no problem finding my clit.
I was
clit.
Just going to say, did you ever consider the...
Well, I bet.
Did you ever consider the possibility it was operator error?
No.
Maddie, wisdom. I thought you were an idiot.
Her clit is
genius. She tried turning it off and turning it back on again.
Smartest guy.
Her clit is...
Thanks, Karen.
You know those little fish eggs on sushi?
Ikura?
Caviar.
Yeah, it's like a caviar.
Man, I'm fucking betting
$1,000. It's one caviar. You got a goddamn nightmare. How do you get in there?
It smells the same too.
Fuck you, Karen.
Sorry, it costs a lot less.
Oh, you got butt fucked by Maddie. Maddie butt fucked you.
Now show him them titties.
Now show Maddie your titties. Now show Maddie your titties because he butt fucked you
right
in your show.
I'm just like really like your memory of my clit is like kind of wild.
All right, show us
memory. Fuck yeah.
We could look for doctor purposes.
Mm-hmm. That is my favorite kind of porn.
I'm on fire today, and I needed it to be pointed out.
I think we both missed it.
Shannon, do me a favor. Take a moment under the sexy music. Talk about how much you like my shirt. Because Shannon came in unprompted talking about how much she wanted to fucking snuggle with me.
It looks nice.
Because it looks like it's hers.
I'm the fat girl whose hoodie he stole.
Shannon,
is that what you're saying?
No, Shannon, you ain't fat. You're perfect, baby. Shannon, tell everyone how attractive you
are. You need this so much.
What? Tell everyone how attractive
you're so
you
are.
You sound like you've been drinking.
You're so sad.
I drink in the mornings now.
And I did.
I don't know, I'm an alcoholic.
I had a bourbon on the way in.
You gotta make the drive here interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dylan, do you have a lighter? I want to hit my one-hitter.
You're hitting a one-hitter during the day inside of the studio.
Well, we used to smoke in here.
You don't have a hair on your ass.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
You don't have a hair on your ass.
I'm just trying to get her.
What's going on?
Trying to get her to do it so you get annoyed.
Is that how Maddie
do what?
Nothing.
Hits on women.
Yeah,
like a baby.
Am I? Am I? I like how this just happens.
And they're both black. That's fitting.
Story of my life.
Shannon started hitting on me. She started. What was the other thing recently? Oh yeah, you liked my arms and my Bane costume.
I forgot my weed.
What are you hitting on fucking Lewis now, Shannon?
No, that never happened.
What was
it? Your black eye.
Oh, my black eye. She loved my black eye.
Your
black
Shannon eye loves like the big meathead guys, right?
Yeah, she
who
does.
Like walk into walls and stuff.
So I made it a new thing. What we're doing is on New Year's Eve, because there's not going to be New Year's Eve, I'm assuming, this year, right? There's going to be no parties.
My sister's getting married.
Karen, I was about to fucking invite you to our special New Year's Eve show here on Gas Digital, Real Ass Podcast Live.
With my boyfriend, he's probably going to have a tux on. Oh. Very excited.
That night, I'm going to get Shannon drunk and high on Ambien.
Good.
Shannon.
And we're going to finally have our first makeout session.
Yeah.
Under the mistletoe?
No, there's no mistletoe.
Are you under the impression that the rule is if you preface it as rape, then it won't be charged as such?
Yes.
Okay.
If she shows up, this is actually specifically, Maddie, you're too smart. I don't like this.
I see where you're going with this.
If she shows up, then that's literally my defense.
Yes, you warned her. So
I said I'm going to get her drunk and drug her, and she still showed up.
You're also her boss and told her to come.
Yeah, sure will.
It mandatory for all employees.
I made her come.
Yeah, I like that you hit your tablet on the way up for that.
Shannon, I hope your clit's the size of a boxing bag. Because otherwise, you're fucked.
I hope it looks like a slammer for pogs. Fuck it. Shannon's pussy says Bigfoot on it.
Shannon's clit is the size of a chicken something. Yeah.
Woof.
I was going to say something. Shannon, edit that up, make it a funny joke.
You could have said egg. You could do that anywhere.
Shannon,
with that.
You can write it.
A chicken egg.
Yeah,
thank
there you go.
That was it. A chicken egg.
Hey, just put that in.
A chicken egg.
What do we eat when we go to the Brazilian steakhouse?
The bad stuff.
The little chicken.
That's what you do, your boys only thing.
No, chicken hearts.
They are chicken hearts.
Yes.
They're chicken livers.
It's chicken heart. Her clit's the size of a chicken heart. Can you show a chicken heart on the screen? Everyone's going to be like, wow, that's a big clit.
That is a good,
It's clit-like and.
She has a big heart.
Tiny heart. Huge clit. If this is your heart,
go on her tombstone. Tiny heart, huge clit.
It's also the name of the episode. There we go. Those are Shannon clits.
Oh, cute.
Those are Shannon clits.
Can't have just one.
Wow.
Speaking of, this happened. This
That's
is a real story.
That's why she likes meathead guys.
This is a real story that actually is happening in fucking Brooklyn. Jews are crazy.
I know, dude. It's so real, though. The Hasids. They're bonkers.
It's pronounced bankers.
The bonkers. They're bonkers.
Where is this?
They have all the money.
You guys
get it, Lewis?
He just posted this here.
It was good. It was good. What are you going to do?
Where is the story about the clits? Oh, you know what?
He made it up.
Yeah. No. That's a Legion of Skanks story.
Oh,
Bobby sent it. Oh, what a great story. What a great clit story.
Oh, man.
Are you really going to do that to us? You're going to dangle a secret clit story and not tell us?
It would have been fun.
Right there, a little clit right in front of you.
Did you make mistletoe out of clits? Mistle camel toes.
That's not bad. That would have been the name of the episode if...
You did it. You made up the story that you won't tell us about. You're
that's
ruining Christmas.
Joke.
You're the Puerto Rican Grinch.
Mistle camel toes.
So what? We can't talk about Jews now?
Yeah, why am I here?
Listen to me.
What?
They're selling clits and foreskins.
No, they're not.
That's it. That's all you got to know. No more. Tune in to Legion of Skanks.
I thought you were just talking about how they're spreading the virus. Like...
Was it clits or foreskins? It was foreskins, right?
I think it's got to be foreskins.
Yeah.
I'm
that's
confusing stories.
Have.
All right, you know
and
what,
genders?
Guys? I'm crossing wires, as they say.
Yeah.
So they're selling foreskins.
From the little babies from the bris?
Mm-hmm. I can't. Talk about it. It's a Legion of Skanks story.
No, they sell them together and make wallets.
I thought it was going to be brisket.
And then when you rub it, it's a briefcase.
Listen, we're making up a new story.
Well, I mean, here's the funny part. Is like, I'm going to also steal this other story for Legion of Skanks, Shannon. I'm sorry, but I can't steal Legion of Skanks stories for
your fans will be so bored of your double-dipping bullshit.
I'm not double-dipping. That's why. That's why I can't fucking do that. All right, idiot? What is OnlyFans about it? But it's all double-dipping bullshit. I bet every bit of it fucking double dipping bullshit.
Why are you so jealous of my wicked smart name?
Oh, wicked. All right, real quick, let's thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Omigo Bidet. Love my Omigo Bidet. It took just 15 minutes to install. Did not need to call a plumber. Did not need to call a specialist. When you think about a bidet, you're thinking of this crazy expensive toilet seat or a separate unit that comes. You have to have it installed and it costs hundreds of dollars and it takes hours to install. None of that is true. It takes just a few minutes. They have bidet systems, I think, starting as low as $40 or so. And then they have some higher end ones as well. But it really is incredible. If you're using toilet paper, you're a savage. You're a piece of shit, okay? Let's get real. Toilet paper is a thing of the past. If you don't know what a bidet does, it shoots a little stream of water up your butt after you poop, or after you pee. If you're a woman, Karen, you got a vagina. If you want to clean your vagina, or if you just don't want to shower one day, unless you got a little bit of swamp butt, just psh, right up there. A little itchy butt, psh, that's what I do. A lot of the fans don't like to shower. It's a great alternative to showering and cleaning your butt, guys. They call it a Puerto Rican shower. They used to say that back in the day.
My mom called them Portuguese showers.
Yeah. Same shit. Mm. Okay, same shit, different day.
She didn't want you to know what Puerto Ricans were.
So, yeah, it's very simple to install and very inexpensive and really clean and the best way to keep yourself hygienic during these times. If you guys want to check out their incredible line of bidets, go to myomigo.com, myomigo.com/RAP. You're actually going to save 15% off your bidet system. This is a great holiday gift. If you're looking for something for the holidays to give to somebody that maybe they're in a new home or whatever. Oh,
nothing says
matter.
I love you like clean your asshole.
Well, it really is.
After Thanksgiving dinner? Sure.
Everyone wants to do something unique and different. I guarantee you nobody else has gotten a fucking bidet from somebody else for Christmas. They're going to be like, wow, that's fucking cool. And you don't even realize you need it until you have it. Now I'm never going back. There's no fucking way. Once again, myomigo.com/RAP. Save 15%. And clean your butt. All right, where were we? All right. New Jersey police chief refuses to carry out the governor's Thanksgiving coronavirus restrictions. Howell police chief Andrew Kudrick Jr. slammed the governor for limiting indoor gatherings for the holidays and said that his department will not be enforcing the limitation. The state has a positivity rate of 7.9%. Howell said enforcing masks and social distancing rules puts them in a no-win situation with the community that is already hurting. So 8% of Jersey is coronavirus positive? No, it's not.
Can't be right.
Shut the fuck up. Even if it is, that's not that much. And nobody's dying anymore. Nobody's dying anymore.
How many people died yesterday of coronavirus in the U.S.? Give me a fucking death rate.
But they're going to say all that number. They're going to say this is coronavirus, but it's not necessarily.
She's red-pilled. Look at this. Look at this. Trump all the way. God damn, Karen. Look at her. It's over, guys.
But it's true.
844 yesterday.
So say 400, maybe, is from coronavirus.
Seven. Also, people are getting tested a lot now because they're preparing to spend time with their families. So if there are people that are asymptomatic and come through positive, they're going to count towards that positive rate.
Yep. Oh, so that's a positive rate. That's not the death rate.
This is death. This is
that was death.
844.
They're positively dead.
Can I have another coffee, please, Dylan?
You don't need one. You're firing on all cylinders.
I am firing on all cylinders today. You're right. Thank you for the compliment, Karen. I'm sort of one of the best podcasters in the world.
You're the best in the nation.
Well, the world is bigger than the nation.
You than Joe Rogan.
You're right. And Rogan's been bought.
You gotta edit this. Edit this.
No, Rogan's fucking been.
Bought and sold?
No, he's been fucking.
So he sold out? Because he
popping shit?
He's been
secretly gay.
Why are you making us guess? Yeah. Do you have a thought?
Yes, he's selling clits.
This is my new segment on the show. Finish Lewis's thoughts. Yeah. Joe Rogan is go.
I don't know. Hopefully booking me soon.
No, that was it. I was done before.
No, he's definitely afraid of me. Everyone knows that. And I talked about it on Legion of Skanks recently.
Do you have like a weed pen or something, Dylan?
Why? What?
I just like to have fun. You know what I mean? And like today, like I smoked a bowl this morning.
I would love a bowl. Do you have weed?
No, he has this.
Do you have weed?
Don't hover over me while I use it.
Do you have weed? Pass Dylan.
No, I forgot it.
Pass Dylan's pen over here.
Do you have COVID, Dylan?
I thought you were asking if you had coke.
I really thought that's what was coming.
Because you do now.
Dylan, do you do coke? You probably do coke.
Look how skinny he does. He is a rail.
Fucking drug addict. Bitch ass Dylan. By the way, so in the latest episode of Fight Journal, like it's my Fight Journal.
But Mike Harrington.
The footage that Harrington set in, I mean, I almost want to play it. I mean, it's I'm gonna play it on Wednesday's show. It's turned into Mike Harrington's fight journal. It's just following him around. It's him and Dylan. I was like, what is going on here? He sent me this. I was like, I'm not even in this. I was like, why is this about Dylan and Harrington?
You knew that was going to happen.
It made me so angry. I was like, literally take them both out of this. They're out of it. It's infuriating.
But that's how strong the male ego is. Like, they're not even self-aware that they're doing it to you. It's super disrespectful to you. You're the one who gave them this platform. Mm. Nobody would know who they were.
I know.
But the male ego, they don't care. They can't help themselves. They want it. They want the glory.
I've decided that on the next fight journal, I'm going to fight both of you at the same time and beat the shit out of both of you just to fucking put you guys both in your place because I'm sick of both of you. And Dylan, your stand-up sucks. You better start to fucking you better start to fucking practice.
Louis, I didn't care for that.
Not a stand-up comedy.
Stand-up just stand-up.
Oh.
Yeah,
I just had no faith in him. That's on us, Karen. That's
what that was. They just let you on funny. They're like, dude, too real. Whoa. I was like, let's get out of our heads. What the fuck?
Like, I haven't seen a single joke. You saw that roast battle, too?
The worst thing I've ever seen. They got so upset. They're like, dude,
whoa. Why are you saying this? It's so mean. Don't do that.
He's going to kill himself on Thanksgiving.
Oh, truth bomb, no.
Especially coming from you.
Whoa, hold on.
I got him, Zach. I love how Zach wraps up in a bow.
I do not like you're making fun of my comedy.
Did you bite your tongue?
Seriously.
It's my new character. No, when Zach isn't. Fucks with me, I come back at him like an Asian.
What happened to this show?
Oh, so maybe you don't know all Japanese proverbs.
Oh, God.
And neither do I.
Oh, my God. You're like worse Aaron Burr.
Oh. Aaron Burgos.
Aaron Burr. Aaron Burr. Remember that commercial?
No.
Aaron Burr. Oh, it's a peanut butter commercial.
This has devolved.
It's milk, actually. It was a milk commercial. You remember the milk commercial?
I didn't think I could be less comfortable than when you told Dylan his stand-up wasn't funny.
Dylan, you've
outdone yourself.
Can you play a clip of his stand-up
Dylan,
right now?
Dylan, you don't have talent. Jesus Christ. No, I meant your striking.
The long-running tradition for our producers.
I meant your striking was terrible. His stand-up comedy is unremarkable, I'm sure. I don't know. I've never seen it, but I'm sure he's learning. Dylan. What is better, your boxing or your stand-up comedy?
Stand-up.
What? Yeah, what? What? Say it like it is. Go.
My stand-up.
It's better.
Come on.
Why?
Rap, Dylan.
Rap for us.
Stand-up is better. Get that shit wetter. Get you killed with a Beretta. Yeah.
In a sweater.
Shit is so fire. Coming up.
Eating that cheddar.
I didn't rhyme with
maybe
fire.
Feta. I like cheddar.
Oh,
two types
Pastor
of cheese.
Lewis. Gomez.
This segment could be better.
Shut up, bitch. I'm the fucking best. I don't got to think about that. I don't even need notes. You think I need notes? You guys are all fucking punk ass.
Come on, all those were for skanks tonight.
You guys are all punk ass bitches needing your notes. I'm killing it here.
You need to find a new woman to emotionally abuse so this lashing out doesn't happen.
I truly do.
I know.
I truly do. Me and my girlfriend broke up, and I feel empty because I don't have anybody to hit.
Emotionally, probably. Or like
both.
Codependent. Oh, good. That just means you love her.
No, she was a good chick.
Oh, my God. Look at him.
But she did nothing for me. She didn't.
Yeah, there's more in there. I want to get to the bottom of it.
I was like, look, I need you to make sure that I live. Like, I need a woman in my life that's going to, like, make me go to the doctor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a secretary.
Ugh. A caretaker?
I do.
Fat slob.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself, nope. You fuck.
I need a bitch that's going to fucking
gross.
Clean.
That's what Aaron is for me. So you gotta, I'm not going to remember to do that.
Here's why Maddie is the fucking man. Because Maddie stinks, and everyone knows this.
Yeah.
But here's why Maddie's figured it out. Because Aaron's beautiful. Okay.
She's
all right. Wow. Just call me on her cup. Who wrote that? Did Dylan write that? Dylan wrote that?
I just interrupted Lewis' story.
I don't like how Dylan just... The only reason Dylan's attracted to you is because you're my ex-girlfriend. That's like a psychological...
Fuck you, Lewis.
That's
I'm a
power,
fucking super
it's
hot,
a power
confident,
thing.
Fun girl.
Older woman. Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There was like
a playful cougar.
Don't hurt my feelings. I'll block you
shit.
On Instagram.
Listen, okay. I don't remember what I was just saying. Oh, Maddie. I was giving Maddie a compliment. Maddie was hanging on every word of it.
I know. I'm waiting for the rest. Was,
yeah. So Maddie's figured it out because Erin is a beautiful girl. Uh-huh. Okay. Erin does all that. Erin makes sure he goes to the doctor.
Yeah.
Erin makes sure that his fucking taxes are good, his credit's good. This is not Maddie. She probably actually takes out his clothes and puts them on his bed every morning.
Nah, she don't touch my clothes.
But Erin has her shit together. I remember Maddie. I've known Maddie for a really long time. And I mean, every bit of this.
She lifts him by the armpit so he can wash his hands.
Yeah.
Is she taller than you?
Oh, by a lot. You surprised?
No, I mean, there's plenty of short. There's plenty of short sixes out there that'll fuck you, I'm sure.
So
she's taller than you?
Yeah,
she's
sure.
Taller, yeah. She's taller, she's cooler, she's better.
Why does she like you?
We don't know.
I don't know.
But here's why Maddie's great.
Right?
Because and also, here's the funny part. If I had a guess, she probably makes more money.
Mm.
The point of all of this.
Like Nostradamus.
The point of all of this is, why can't I find a woman like...
Because you're unpleasant to be around all the time.
You are unpleasant to be around. You're a little fucking Republican fucking racist midget. You are a midget.
At least one
of those
things
is way
true.
Funnier sounding thing than it actually is.
Okay.
I just realized Maddie's chair is pumped up higher than mine.
Yeah. Maddie's sitting on books right now. Maddie's sitting on two phone books.
Maddie's sitting on three copies of Mein Kampf.
How short are you?
That's not... I don't
like 5'5"?
I didn't care for that phrasing. No.
Maddie tells his height in inches.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Centimeters.
This many.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, why can't I find a woman that is going to do all of that?
You can. You'll find another one. All your girlfriends have always done that. And then you cheat on them, and then you gaslight them, and then you wonder why it falls apart.
Gaslighting is what fucking stupid bitches use.
No, you are
stupid bitches use the term gaslighting. Let me make that point very clear. No one even knows.
You're just a textbook. You're such a gaslighter that it has to be applied.
Nobody even understands what gaslighting is. This is what crazy bitches do. They go, "You're gaslighting me." And it's never been anything but a crazy bitch.
No, it's you'll cheat on them, and then you'll be like, "You're crazy," but you would have cheated.
Is that gaslighting?
Yes.
It's also just like manipulation.
Can we look?
Gaslighting? Yeah. All right, well, fine then. Maybe I gaslight. Oh my God. Oh.
Gaslight.
Let me
online.
Who does a gaslight? If you cheat, how do you not get caught? What are you talking about?
You cheat to get caught. That's why you cheat. It's like you need so much attention from multiple women. It's sick.
I don't cheat.
You should help. Maybe you haven't, but I'm talking about my experience with you.
Karen, I didn't even cheat on you.
Yes, you did.
We weren't together.
Watch that. Okay? He fucking cheated on me, which is fine. I like spite cheat to get back. It's not a big deal. But the way you cheat, I'm saying you want to get caught. You need to get caught. It's part of it for you.
Karen.
What?
Shut the fuck up. There's future bitches listening.
Snitch.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, beat it. Get out of my fucking head. No, I don't cheat to get
caught. I believe you can evolve.
I do need attention from women. You're right. That's something that I need.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we get on this? We're talking about how I need a woman to fucking make me go to the doctor and pay my taxes.
I'm warning all of these girls that are going to send you messages what they're going to get into. Just kidding.
They know. If they listen to the show.
That's true.
I just need one of them to fix me. The right woman can fix me.
Oh, that's so sick.
Yes, she can. Shannon can. Shannon, what's up, girl? Fix me. Shannon, you can't fix me. Shannon, all you gotta do is make me go to the doctor.
I don't want to be someone's mom.
Shannon would be. Oh, I need a mom.
I want to be with a man.
I need a mom. All right, bitch, but I'm gonna pay for everything and I'm gonna fuck you real good.
Oh, ooh. Shannon.
She would give up on you in less than 6 weeks.
That sent chills through my spine.
How's that not a man? How's that not a man? Because I need a woman to fucking make sure I go to the doctor.
Listen, you delegate responsibilities. That's what you do as a head of
the
household.
I'm the breadwinner. Okay.
Listen to Maddie.
I'm the breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one who is the visionary of the household.
Yep.
Why do you assume that? Why wouldn't you want to see
Shannon works for one of my many businesses. I don't know. By like a literal definition, I'm fucking above here.
But she could have a side hustle with like rabbit's feet or something that could take off.
Shannon has three side hustles. Okay.
One of them is going to take off.
Listen to me, Shannon. Shannon's a hustler. Don't you worry about that. Shannon. Okay, you're not being my mother. You're being a partner. You're being a partner to me. That's all I need is a fucking partner. This is a traditional way. Okay, what I'm looking at, I'm not thinking of a mother. I need a fucking woman who's going to balance the household a little bit, clean up around the house, make sure that I shower, you know, brush my teeth.
Come on, Lewis, tubby time.
It sounds like you need like a state certified nurse to come to your home once a week. Why don't you just do that?
Make sure that I don't get bed sores.
Well, maybe you can
just whatever she can do.
This little piggy got passed at the cellar.
Maybe you could hook up with a Haitian lady.
I remember I told that story back in the day. I shouldn't even tell it.
A Haitian lady?
I used to expose myself to my grandma's Haitian nurse when I was like 11.
You said my grandma's Haitian, by the way.
Grandma's Haitian nurse. I didn't expose myself, but I definitely did. 100%. I was a child.
Describe didn't expose yourself.
She was
yourself,
fat. She was Haitian. I was naked. I had a boner. What was I supposed to do? I would pretend to be asleep with like a, and like my dick would like hang out of the sheet.
See, sometimes kids try to get molested.
Yes. I was trying to get molested by this fat Asian lady.
Why else would you do it? Nearly enough blame is placed on the
kid. If she would have come over and started sucking my cock, yeah. I would have been just fucking...
Kept your mouth shut forever.
Yeah, this fucking old smelly French bitch.
That's like the plot of Taboo.
Now, was that before or after your friend's mom got in bed with you?
Maybe around that time.
I thought this was
you
the same lady.
You were so molested.
No, it was a different lady.
By the fucking pussiest definition, yes, I'm a victim of child molestation.
I don't like a... What?
Yeah, by the... If you're a real... If I was a little girl, if Karen had my stories...
Yeah.
We'd be like, oh yeah, you were molested.
Yeah.
We feel really bad for you that you're
right.
a victim.
Right.
But because it's me, everyone's like, yeah, who cares?
Right. And what think about all the altar boys and the military? It's not right. You should do a GoFundMe.
What's the closest you've ever been to being molested, Maddie?
I was forced into receiving a blowjob.
What?
Yeah.
By who?
Some girl that we went to the mall. It was me and my friends.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
Slow down.
See, he's the boy who cried rape.
And put some sexy music on. Yeah. Maddie's going to tell a story.
Give us ages.
16, 17.
You were 16?
It was high school. Definitely, like, not... You
Stop
know
the
mean?
Sexy music. Yeah, Maddie, yeah. You're a faggot.
No.
What are you talking about? Listen, you were molested?
You asked me a question.
You got
head
when you were 16 by some chick?
I didn't want it. You asked me how the closest I came. Oh, my uncles used to watch me jerk off when I was, like, a boy.
Yeah, what? I would say that. I would have led with
probably
that.
That's a better one. I forgot about that until just now, Lewis.
Turn the sexy music back on. Hold on. Tell us about your uncles now.
My uncles were... Jesus Christ. All right. My uncles were probably in their teens.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 16-ish.
Yeah.
I was young.
How old were you?
7 or
oh
so.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's making this up as he goes. I like it.
No. I believe it. We went to the Villa Roma Hotel.
They're having jerk parties. I get it. We've all been there.
Might have been 12 because they were like very proud of their pubic hair. And that was the whole gist of this thing. They're like, oh, we'll teach you how to grow pubic hair. And they're like, you got to take the soap and you got to rub it on your dick. And I remember it was a Mario Brothers soap. I don't know if anyone else here used that when they were a boy, but
no.
Yeah. So I sat on the toilet and I was just rubbing soap into my dick and they were giggling.
Stroking it. You're stroking your cock.
Pretty much.
Did you have a hard?
No. I was 7. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
You didn't have a hard on?
No.
My son gets bothered.
It wasn't a sexy moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, Dylan, no. We're smoking your pen.
He needs it for his flight. Leave him alone, Lewis.
Karen, stop defending Dylan. Okay,
so
I get it. You have something going on with him.
Yeah.
But you have a boyfriend. What's going on?
I'm
gonna tell your boyfriend. Where's your boyfriend? Where's he at? Chris. What's your name?
He's probably working. He's probably working right now.
He's probably listening right now. He knows.
I love him so
smart,
much.
He will
I'm
be.
So in love with him.
He's a Gomez.
It like hurts.
What
like
would you my... do if you found out he was a secret Luis J. Gomez fan?
I'd break up with him.
What's his number?
I don't know by heart.
Yeah, like 450 something.
You were barely molested. You were sort of molested, I guess.
No, I wasn't. Go back to the mall. You're 16 years old. What happened?
So we were hanging out, and it was time to start dropping people off. So I dropped a bunch of people off, and she was the last one. So I'm
who
like,
is this girl?
I don't know. I don't remember her name. She was like some chubby chick.
Chubby chick.
Yeah.
Okay. So and she was the last one to drop off, and she was like, "I want to suck your cock."
No, I was like, "Where do you live?"
Right here.
She goes, "I don't know." I'm like, what? What do you mean
your
you don't know?
Your dick lives in my mouth.
Oh, she's retarded.
She goes, well, that would explain
her.
A lot. Oh, so she was the victim.
Yep.
Mm.
So
wait, do you get a boner when you're getting a forced blowjob?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
or you had like a semi?
I'll get there. Relax. You're getting all fucking hot and wet.
I'm bored.
Oh, yeah. This is.
So she goes, I'm staying with my stepfather. She's like, I don't remember where he lives. So I'm like, we're driving around. And then she's like, she keeps like asking me to suck my dick. So eventually I just pulled over. I let her.
Suck your own dick, man.
Yeah, yeah.
She finished. She told me she swallowed as if she I wouldn't
finished.
Know.
You called it she finished?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
She's so like, I'm coming. This feels like a hot dog. I'm so hungry.
She was done with the job.
Right.
And then all of a sudden she remembered where she lived. She and then she fucking, she got out. I gave her a fake phone number. She said, I love you. Closed the door. And then she was out of my life forever. And then I went home and I washed my dick
she
in the
said,
sink.
I love you.
Yeah, it was weird. She was crazy.
Oh, it was actually a retarded chick.
She might have been. I don't know. But I couldn't get out of the fucking car. She had to suck my dick.
I love you, Maddie.
I took it.
Maddie. All right.
I like it. I don't, I mean, that's not really being molested.
No, it was just forced sex, right? If I did that to somebody else, if I was like, no, I'm not telling you where I live until you fucking let me eat your pussy.
That's what happened. He just reversed
Karen.
The story.
That's,
I don't have to do that.
That's, like that. Is that rape?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess if you reverse that story, it does sound a little creepy. I was like, yeah, I'm not. But that's not true because you could just kick her out of the car.
Right. You accepted. You acquiesced to sex.
It's somehow.
Well, it's interesting that you bring it up because a lot of women conflate this as well. They're like, well, I did. I didn't want to do it. I did it, but I didn't want to do it. And then they're like, you're a rapist. But no, you did it. You acquiesced.
I would say a third of my sexual experiences I regret afterwards. And I'm like,
a third?
Why the fuck did I do that? Am I crazy?
Yeah.
That woman was sleeping.
What?
She was just a sleeping baby.
I'm not
she was just a boy.
She was just a young sleeping boy.
Wow. The best kind of woman there is. Unconscious boy.
I like my women like I like my unconscious boys. Have a penis and to be young and underage. Do you think we'll ever be able to just molest children? Probably, right? Probably, right? That's the whole
That's
thing,
the
right?
That lives
isn't that a weird? Isn't
I mean,
weird
a certain
thing?
Class of people already is.
It's for sure going that way.
Oh shit! QAnon.
Quananana. Quananana.
I figured out Quananana.
Did you?
I figured. That's what it is.
You figured it out.
I figured it out.
What do you mean?
We thought it was a black comedian. Yeah. For 6 months, Quanon. We're trying to get him on the show.
Thought they were marketing a new type of Q-tip.
Yeah, Quanons. Wow. Okay, these jokes are flying, baby boys.
Really.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Apologize about that one.
What? Come on, some bad jokes. We're trying. We could be sitting here fucking talking about monkey dicks.
Karen.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ, Zach. That was very racist. So now you're going to have to get a racist thing.
Let's wait for it. The same way they've been waiting for restitution. Jesus.
Okay. Worth it.
Worth it. I need my notes back.
I thought you didn't need notes. Sure. What happened, Lewis?
Wait, how come you don't care if I ever got molested?
I know the answer is yes. Were you ever molested? No, you weren't molested.
No,
were you molested?
No. My vagina was guarded like the precious gem that it once was. I never got molested. One time a doctor was kind of weird with me and my little sister. We both had like scoliosis. And my mom just didn't like how he made us take our gowns off. And one time he like patted me on the butt.
How did he make you take your gowns off?
Slowly. Yeah, like she just got
with it. You had to use your teeth and take each other's gowns off?
She didn't put the music back on.
Hell yeah.
No. She just noticed. She just thought it was like, she got a weird, like, creepy old guy vibe from him.
Creepy old guy vibe.
Yeah, and like we would just have our underwear on and he would like give us like a light tap.
A little pat on the booty.
After the exam was
how
over.
How old were you?
I was probably maybe 8, 9, 10. My sister was
prime.
Like 6. And together we were adorable. You know, my mom dressed us alike. It was like begging for it.
Yeah, that really is a little pedophile's dream, right? Little sisters?
Yeah. But then my mom, I remember my mom telling my dad, she's like, she's not going to the doctor anymore. My dad's like, what do you do?
Dude, my pediatrician turned out to be a kid toucher. I found out years later.
You got out of there alive, though, you ugly little fuck.
Yeah.
Mine just ended up being a homosexual, but it was such big deal. Like, back in the day, I'm 38 years old, Rockland County, Dr. Bloom.
Yeah, dude. Pomona, right?
Same guy?
Yes.
Dr. Bloom?
Yes.
Bloom?
Yes.
He wasn't a kid toucher, was he?
I think so.
He was just a homosexual. You fucking racist.
Maybe I am
ass.
A piece of shit. No, I'm pretty sure I hurt some. I don't know, dude.
He was just a gay.
He used to make me like pull my skin back on my penis and watch me do it.
What? Maddie, that's the molested story.
Yeah, Maddie. Also, didn't you say you got out unscathed?
I'm okay. I'm well adjusted, no?
That pitch sounds a different story.
Dude, this guy was so good that he fucked Maddie up enough that he thought some girl sucking his dick was rape. And meanwhile, he's peeling his cock back for an old gay doctor.
Dr. Bloom was, when it came out that he was gay, because he was like married with children, they put that shit in the newspaper.
That's fucked up.
They were like, this was like news. Like in Rockland County in the 80s or like the early 90s, it was doctor is gay. Just so maybe you guys know.
Like, maybe the police was like, we're going to put the...
More like Dr. Faggot.
Maybe the police were like, we're going to put in either that you're a pedophile or we can just say that you're gay. And he was
if
like,
you suck
just
all
say,
our dicks right now. Okay.
Yeah, but that's what I...
It's kind of what it meant back in the day, though, dude. Like, people would say that they gay would guys were pedophiles.
Equate the two. They're calling them perverts.
Well, he would have... Well, he had a family... He was a liar.
Yeah.
Okay? He definitely... In the eyes of our Lord, he... was committing some sins.
Leviticus, I hear you.
But like, if you think about the Catholic Church, like, and all the sins that they've committed.
And he wasn't Catholic, though. He was fucking, like, Hindu or some shit.
He was probably Jewish.
Hindus have multiple gods.
Dr. Bloom was an Bloom, and Indian man.
Was
he? We have different doctors. We're talking about different stories.
No, dude.
Yes, Dr. Bloom was an Indian man.
I don't remember. I just remember pulling my skin back.
That's all I can remember.
That's all I remember, dude. The rest is fucking gone.
He just said, make it bloom like a pussy, and you think that's his name?
Yeah.
Did he try to put his dick in your dick in the fold?
Not that I remember.
Docking?
Is that what it... Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Karen, I'm glad you weren't molested.
Thank you. Me too.
But...
That's because my parents love me. Sorry, if your kid gets molested, it's your fault.
My son, I took him to jujitsu.
To get molested?
A new jujitsu school. No, not to get molested. I fucking hated the instructor.
Yeah? Why?
Why?
I won't name the school because I don't want to fucking
shame
them. They're
going to find out. People know where you live. They could take an educated guess.
They don't know where I live. People don't even know what town I live in. Oh. And there's a million. Even if they knew what town I lived in, there's probably 5 jujitsu schools just in my hometown.
All right, good. That makes me happy.
So regardless, though, this fucking teacher was such a cunt. He was, he's getting very, like, short with the kids. You know, these are, like, you know, 7, 8, 9-year-old kids.
I fucking felt that one coming.
And he's just, like, losing his patience with them. And I'm like, we like, left. Yeah. And it's just sort of like, the kid wouldn't do it. And he like, sort of, like, roll his eyes and be like, I just told you. And he keeps on, like, to the point where I was like, what the fuck is going on with this guy? You know, and then when we left the school, I asked James what he thought about it, and he was like, it was cool. But he even said, he was like, yeah, the instructor was a little weird. It was like, I felt like I was doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how the fuck is this guy in charge of kids? I don't know.
You can't have that. He was getting frustrated with what?
He was getting
9-year-olds,
frustrated. Yeah, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids. It's fucking wild. So yeah, I got to find him a new jujitsu school now. I don't know why I thought of that story.
Because we're talking about abuse, and that's the closest he's ever come to it.
That's the closest he's ever come to being abused, my little papa.
Yep.
My little baby bubba. Shut up, Karen.
What?
He's the fucking bestest kid.
What do you mean? I was like genuinely concerned.
He snuck into my bed the other
Kids
night.
Mean.
This I can't even jerk off anymore because this is what he does. He loves sleeping in my bed. Loves it. Mm-hmm. Like he's just turned into a little fucking just real pussy when it comes down to sleeping in my bed. So the other night, like I was like, no, James, you got to sleep in your bed. Sorry. That's that. So I'm on my bed and then I hear him like doing a spy move, like he's crawling across the floor, like he's trying to sneak into my bedroom, like rolls like past the doorway and then like climbs up my bed. He thinks I'm sleeping, then he gets up in my bed and climbs in. I was like, fuck, fine, I don't sleep in my bed. But now I'm really concerned that
he's gonna get beat up at school.
No, that I'm gonna jerk off. I'm gonna be jerking off. He's gonna open my eyes. He's gonna be sitting right above me, staring right into my fucking face.
Well, he can't be sleeping. How old is he?
He's 8. Or he's gonna be 8.
He's gonna get beat up at school if he keeps doing that.
No. Yeah,
it's old. Do you have a lock on your door at least?
Yeah, but now I feel like, all right, I'm concerned with locking my door.
I know.
Because then one day it's going to click with him. He's going to be 14. He's going to be like,
Dad
was jerking off all of those times.
No, I've been through this.
Because my door's locked sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not locked other times. I even feel weird like masturbating if he's home.
My parents' door was never locked.
So I'm always pent up whenever my kids are around. Just fucking, you brush up against a fucking.
He's going to figure it out, sure, but. It's better than him walking in on you actually jerking off. A locked door that clicks when you're 20.
Is it so bad? Should you be so full of shame about it?
At 7, yeah.
Yeah, 8, yeah.
I almost think that he caught me jerking off with my virtual reality thing.
I think this solved the problem by making him sleep in his own bed.
Just beating off. Like, I have no idea. Here's the thing. If he did, I don't know, and he hasn't said anything.
Uh-huh.
But he was doing that crawling around thing again one night, and I was fucking giving myself the business.
You're fucking gross. You're a poor kid.
Yeah.
He's got to do something.
But so, it's like, I feel like you shouldn't be so full of shame.
Well, I'm
about
assuming
it. Like,
that 7-year-olds walk in on their parents masturbating. That's the thing that happens. It probably happens a lot, right?
It probably shouldn't.
Not to me.
I don't
never
think it would ever happen to me.
It never happened to me, but that's because my mom was a hooker, so she wouldn't waste. She wasn't wasting that energy. She was trying.
And
to
I feel like I was like a nosy kid too. Like my dad, like came out of the shower, dollar, and he was like getting dressed. Like I would like follow him around. Like I liked watching my dad shave and brush his teeth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like I was up my dad's ass
but
when I was a
little
kid.
That's normal. You're talking about masturbation.
Yeah, my dad never jerked off in front
of
me.
It is a lie.
No, obviously your dad didn't jerk off, but your dad definitely jerked off in the time you were alive when you were home at one point.
Sure.
I guarantee.
Okay. I don't think so. Maybe not.
Not when you went to bed. You don't
I
think
did
one
a lot
night...
of extracurricular activities.
Well, all right, maybe.
Yeah, one night because they stayed up later than us. Sure, when we were little. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
But
your
I think
dad.
He was
your dad
love
jerked
with my mother.
Let me ask you a question.
I was saying your dad jerked off. Where were you not living with him? So your dad stopped jerking off once he had kids? No,
but
no.
But it was so far from my reality that like I haven't even ever thought about it.
Here's what I'm saying though: you could have walked into a room with him beating off.
I don't think so. I don't think my dad would know that I was even on the premises. I don't think he would jerk off. I think he would have to know I was dead asleep.
Yeah.
Or if you were, what if you were at like cheer or something, like an activity?
If what?
If you were at an activity.
Let's slow down here, guys. Listen to me. Parents that are together, like I'm a single dad, so I have time to masturbate when my son's not here because half the time my son's not at my home, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've maybe masturbated when my son's home. I can count on one hand, right? It's a pun joke. Me and my son, we make some more jokes.
I was there with you, buddy. Give him my cute smile.
So, but your dad, Karen, has lived with you his whole life. So you think the only time...
Until I was 18. 17.
And the only time he jerked off, you're saying he's like the three
I don't
times
think I was
in your...
I think I was...
When were you not in the house
I
as a
out.
Child?
I don't know. I did a lot of stuff. Yeah, I had a lot of activities.
You don't think your dad was jerking off at night?
No, I think he was fucking my mom.
No.
No. Your
Trust
dad was
me.
Beating off over a toilet bowl like the rest of us. Okay, that
when
happened.
We had a perfectly hot
don't
woman.
Don't say that about her mom.
Yeah.
We had a perfectly hot lady in
yeah,
bed.
We. I mean, well, maybe their sex life. Do you get what I'm saying? I don't think I'm being crazy. I don't
no,
think
No, you're not at all.
I think most men have masturbated when their kid has been home at one point. And I'm assuming that it happens often enough where a child will walk in on a parent masturbating, definitely having sex. And how would you explain it to a 7-year-old?
She just throw her hands over the air and go, ah! That's it. What are you going to say?
Your turn.
What would you do, though? I have no idea. It's like a fear of mine. It's honestly, it's the reason that I don't ever masturbate when he's home is because I'm very fearful that I'm just... Because, look, my mom walked in on me jerking off. My sister walked in on me jerking off. All it is, it's not because I'm being careless. It's because you think the door clicks closed. It doesn't click closed.
It's carelessness. You're describing carelessness.
It's carelessness, okay? So why am I... I'm no more careful
but
now.
But don't you want him to feel comfortable like coming to you and being like, hey, Dad, my dick feels kind of weird.
He
like,
does
so
do that now. He gets
doing?
Boners now, and we've had conversations, but it's not... I looked this up as well. I didn't explain it to him as like, that's used for fucking. Oh, that's your dick's getting ready to fuck a bitch, kid. You ready?
Rub some soap into it.
No,
get some
yeah.
hair on it.
No, the conversation we had was that it's morning wood, it's an erection, it's blood that flows into the penis. He's not that.
He took all the fun out of it.
He's not equating it with sexuality. At 7 years old, he doesn't equate a boner with sex. He's not even going like, oh, I need to rub this out, thinking about it. That is a learned thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you have to learn it from a fucking older brother.
Instead of CCD, Lewis is going to have like jerk off school at his house.
I think Lewis is a compulsive masturbator.
100%. We need to talk about that.
I masturbate all the time.
We know. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, I am. I definitely
masturbate.
Too
much. More than the average person.
Yeah.
Probably.
How many times a week? Or is that too long of a fucking timeline?
Yeah, we need to be clipping it down into hours.
But yeah, exactly.
Who isn't a compulsive masturbator? I think men are
most
compulsive
people.
Masturbators.
No, you're like next level.
No.
I jerk off every day. I don't know. Is that crazy?
No. Once a day is.
The only time I don't jerk off is when my son's home. That's the only, and that's only because I feel bad and I feel like, number one, I feel like he could wake up, and that thought turns me off. The idea that my son could get up and be outside of my door.
Ironically, turns me on.
Hell yeah. But I don't know. If I'm, like, my son's going out of town tomorrow up until next Monday, yeah, I'll probably beat off every day. I'll probably rub one out every day. Is that crazy?
Is it multiple times a day, though?
If I have a nice day where I'm home by myself,
not the occasion
with my Oculus,
I go through the occasional like, oh, let's jerk off again and go like three times in a row. But I'm talking about normal? What's normal for you?
Your birthday, Maddie?
Yeah, I treat myself on Valentine's Day.
Like a kid who's homesick for the day.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Is that crazy? Shannon, is that crazy that I masturbate almost every day?
No, from what I understand, I feel like this is a guy thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's that crazy. You're that guys. I think guys who pretend to not masturbate every day or almost every day, I think that they're either lying to fucking impress somebody, or that they might have like a underactive libido. I have a very healthy libido. Mm-hmm. It's not like I wouldn't choose to masturbate instead of go meeting a woman. Mm-hmm. Like I would choose. I think when you say there's like a what was the term you used?
A compulsive
masturbator.
Maybe careless is just a better word.
Yeah. I'm probably
idiotic masturbator.
I'm a dumb jerk off.
No, like the fact that you like get pent up when you can't do it. Like you have it's a little addictive with you. It's a little like a neuron releasing. It's a little addictive.
I would say I don't know what the definition of
I don't think
addicted
it's
to sex is, but yes, you're right. Like I am addicted to. I would say I'm more addicted to sex, and if I can't get laid, I would probably just go beat off.
Yeah, but if you're
I wouldn't go to bed pent up.
If you're only jerking off once a day, then you're supposed to jerk off like or
I honestly don't jerk off every day. I don't jerk off every day, but I would. If I was single, I definitely or if I didn't have a child, I definitely would jerk off almost every
fun.
Day.
No, it's fun. I typically reward myself with an orgasm after I work out every morning. I'll go out and I'll masturbate.
Why are you judging me like I'm a compulsive masturbator? You're like, oh yeah,
I don't know exactly what I really latched on. Woo, one for the good guys.
Yeah, it was a good time for all.
Everyone here jerks off as much as I do. Probably, you probably beat off just
not
as much as I
when
do.
When my dog is around,
then we got the Skippy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I really don't think it's that crazy. But
I'm just saying, I've never walked into my dad jerking off. I think as a gentleman, you could probably make that not happen. You could like.
Yes, I look. Knock on wood. My son has still never caught me masturbating. Knock on wood. But I'm saying, what would you do? How would you explain that? Like right now, how would I explain that to my son?
I'm barren. I don't have to think about these things.
I think I would just hope he didn't ask about it.
Is there any stories online where it's like my son or my child caught me masturbating? I bet you there are.
It's got to be like a YouTube clip.
No, there's going to be some parenting blog. Every question comes up on like every parenting blog.
I think they wouldn't trust that though.
There's videos of women, masturbating with like their babies, like sitting on the bed behind them.
Oh yeah, while they're breastfeeding. That one chick, that fucking hot bitch. Ooh, I love her. We could watch her every month. We could just give her a second on the show. She's like a Hawaiian bitch who has big, massive tits, and she breastfeeds her kids on her YouTube channel, and the kids are like five. And
doing their taxes. Like, they're way too old.
And it is just to show her big, beautiful, fat tits. And because it's, like, breastfeeding, it's supposed to be, like, scientific or whatever. Yeah. So it's just, all the comments are turned off. It's, like, millions of views. Yeah. And it's just old, creepy perverts. This bitch. Oh, I love her.
His kid's got work in the morning.
He's talking to her. Look at her.
No. Okay, you guys.
This is disgusting, no?
Hell yeah. Disgusting.
He looks hell like James a little.
If you're aware of the camera in the room, you shouldn't be sucking on a tit. That's your mom's.
Oh, man.
Are you giving shout outs to the camera?
Who's filming?
Some of fellas on the East Coast.
Doggy, I want to eat her box. I don't know what to tell you here. I love her. She's the best.
Where's the dad and all that? He's like, suck on mom's titty a little. Is he holding the camera?
I think that's him. It's got to be him,
that
right?
Bitch, she fucking, she just breastfeeds. But she talks about how she fucks her husband while her kids are breastfeeding.
What?
I totally believe that.
What?
Yeah, it's
fucking wild. Nuts.
It's wild, dude.
How is this woman not in jail?
It's borderline like.
No, that's like the Mexican mafia.
I don't like fucking in front of a dog.
I don't.
Who cleans it up then?
I don't think it's inherently child abuse to have sex while you're breastfeeding your child. I don't think it's inherently.
Once they're old enough to have memories.
Memories? Again, I mean twice in one fucking show?
Just because you can't
all
identify
day,
what a vowel.
All day.
What is happening?
Great jokes. That's what's happening. I don't think it's inherently child abuse to fuck while you're breastfeeding your child.
We heard you the first time. Nobody's agreeing.
Yeah, nobody, exactly.
Nobody's like, all right, Captain.
You know, the third
good
time,
one, Lewis. Another gem.
We're not jumping
the
aboard
this
ship.
The third time you said it, I was like, he's got something.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. No, it's but what you said. Once you have a memory and log that as sex. Like, and you're sucking on your mother's tit, and
well,
she's getting fucked
kids,
by your dad.
Kids, I don't know if
that's
the kids.
That's gonna fuck you up, Lewis.
I don't know if the kids are logging that as a memory.
Does he high five them?
I'm saying it's definitely abuse to film it, put it on YouTube, because the only
without cutting them in,
the only people watching that, there's nobody watching that for the scientific beauty of it. Okay,
no.
We're all just watching.
Show.
Look at the Hawaiian
children
in the wild.
Suck on these big fat titties. And whatever, it's perverted
it's
and
like,
fucked
kid,
up.
This is the Jungle Book.
It should be illegal for us to watch that. I'm just, I don't know what else to say. That should not be legal for us to watch.
No, it shouldn't be that easy.
Okay.
Well, what's the difference between that and peeking into some other intimate part of someone's life? I don't know. Something that you would judge more intimate. Maybe
usually
a conversation.
There aren't children
I'm just
involved.
Saying, if I had to guess, 99% of the people watching her channel are beating off watching children
sure.
suck on her titties.
Yeah.
That's fucked
up. I watched that shit with a propeller hat eating a lollipop.
Doggy, it's definitely a bizarrely whatever it is, it's
would
fucking
that fall
out there.
Under the umbrella of child pornography?
To me, the more I started talking about it, I was like, yeah, and then I stopped myself from saying that because I was like, oh, I really like that. So let me just fucking change the subject. Yeah.
Roll the wheels.
Or rack yourself out.
No, I don't like it, but I think she's
like
hot
it.
As fuck and her titties are awesome.
Nah,
you can't just find a regular pair of titties and aren't being sucked on by a couple toddlers.
Oh, look, I don't go and fucking jerk off to that. I'm just letting you
Nobody
know.
Nobody believes you.
You
no,
keep bringing her up. You're
I'm
like, we can
you.
Watch her every week.
We've watched it 100 times on this show. It's a recurring segment.
She's a fave.
We
She's
love her.
She's in your top 10.
She's great.
You like child subscribe. Pornography. You're a child pornographer.
You leave her alone. Leave that child pornographer alone. What, Shannon?
I found the interview where she talks about, I was happy to breastfeed while making love.
Go ahead, let's see.
Good.
I'm going to barf.
Was to answer a question that you'd been asked time and time again. And the question people were asking you was, is it okay to breastfeed whilst having sex?
Yeah.
And what was your reply to that?
Look at this judgy Pete, by the way.
Well,
he's disgusted.
I think they're being an adult about the conversation.
But you didn't need to be breastfeeding during the interview.
No.
Attention seeking.
Here's this lady's problem. She has terrible time management.
Baby was sleeping.
The baby was sleeping. See, come on.
So, he was very attached.
The baby was drowning.
That, yeah, if your baby's sleeping and...
Just feed again, your baby
like, listen, I'm not going to come unless my baby's attached to my nipple, okay?
Yeah, she's fucked up.
She looks like she's on crack. She's on heroin or something.
Somebody actually hit me up saying they knew her, like a fan of the show. And he was like, yeah, that bitch is... bonkers.
Wackadoo.
Like crazy. Yeah. Like a fucking crazy psycho.
Yeah, well, keep having kids.
That's a lot of Hawaii though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, she's got big old fat titties though. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
just
I mean that's
this career.
I'll tell you right now. It's not bad.
That made me happy.
It was good. Yeah, she's a pig. Good for her. I'd marry her. I love her. She's great. What am I supposed to do? Am I, you know, it's natural.
Would you marry? You're going to raise all those kids.
Oh my God. It's a lot of fucking
kids. They're hanging
off
her with
them attached.
Yeah.
I mean,
might as well have like a porcupine.
Like
what are those?
They
possum.
Fall off her like the Cloverfield mom.
Yes, she's a fucking possum.
All right. Let's see. This is fun. Let's go to the video. Dylan's story. She wasn't expecting that. Dylan, what is this? Let's see.
I'm actually really happy you picked this one. I was going to recommend this one. This is a really good video. Oh.
Dylan's
story. It's a
really
good video. Dylan's story. I'm just going to watch the video.
Yeah. Dylan, rhyme, please.
Oh, no.
Don't touch me! Don't touch me, bitch! Don't touch me, bitch! I don't give a fuck, bitch! I'm taking my feet!
Okay, bet.
Ooh.
Oh, ho, ho.
Whoa.
Dylan, is this just a hate crime?
Dylan, what was the point of that?
she was screaming, "Don't touch me!"
Yeah.
Well,
he's handing her a mask.
They teach him young now.
Dylan,
if that lady was 30, that would have gone a totally different way. By the way,
how do you know she wasn't?
What the fuck?
A little bit
was
of justice
that?
Right there.
What for? What?
What justice? She just yelled. You can't punch women for yelling.
A bit much.
I wish. Look, we are in a perfect world, Dylan.
It was utopia.
Well, you know, but no, she didn't. I can see. Look, I'm all for. I'm not even all for it, but when you see a video of a chick hitting a guy and then he lays her out, We all go. We all go.
I really shouldn't have done that. But
keep your hands to yourself, bitch. What's wrong with you? Even though, look, you can't hit a woman, even if a chick hits you, right? Fine. Sure. Okay.
I love how fast he blew over. I don't know if a chick hits you.
Well, I mean, look, it just is what it is. But you, even women watch that. You see a loudmouth chick and she's flipping out and she fucking hits a guy and then the guy fucking gives her the business and you're like.
No, even if a chick like spits on somebody, I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
you might get hit.
Yeah, and I'm not saying there's a justification there. I'm just saying it should be expected.
I was.
This chick that's what is simply is. Just yeah,
that
eight-ball yelling.
Guy should work for the NBA.
Yeah, this guy is he just is, this yeah this that's crazy. You can't just deck a woman for yelling.
It also seems like it might be a mentally ill person.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both mentally ill probably, and we're here just laughing at retarded people.
Let's watch it again.
Yeah,
let's
watch it
one more time.
Nah, that's a kid.
You're right.
Don't ask me for a pen.
This really escalated quickly, huh?
I mean, she
hit her right in the jaw.
She was perfect. She was a perfect height for that punch.
He
just fucking. It was a punch.
That was a slap for sure.
That was a closed fist. That was close.
Was it?
Closed fist.
It was closed, but like pussy closed. It's like half.
Wait,
closed.
They did this?
Did he
they
put their hands together? Like
and then he sideswiped her.
Yeah, dude. What? He goes to slap her, but he keeps his fist closed.
Let's see.
Look at that weak
hold
wrist.
On, let's see.
That
looks like it might be hand. It might be a slap. It might be a slap.
It's either an open hand or a stone cold punch.
I think he did like this.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't have a punch. Maybe her chin is garbage.
Yeah, well, he's practicing on children. You gotta learn somewhere.
He has crack jaw.
Her chin is terrible. That's the problem, dude. That was a slap. She shouldn't have fucking been knocked out from that.
I mean, there's so much crazier shit happening on the subway, supposedly. Yeah.
Dylan, that one wasn't even a good one.
There's really good ones.
You set him send him flying? Okay, does it live or does it die?
Does it live or does it die? Let's see. Can Dylan redeem himself?
I don't want to. What is this?
I'm going to try to pause at the right time.
Oh, what happened? What? He lives.
Yeah, he's gonna live. It's gonna be one of these miracle videos where he just gets up and he's holding the handlebars. I fucking hate him.
I was trying to pause.
I fucking hate him. Don't you hate those videos where it's like he gets hit like an 18-wheeler will hit the motorcycle and then the guy's sitting there just like he's on like a tricycle being like, what happened? Like, greatest luck in the world. Fuck you, Dylan. Go ahead. Look.
It's just me.
Oh, his knees are all scraped up.
His wrists. Are...
Oh, he's a child. Yeah. He's a 7-year-old boy.
Had that one coming.
I would like to know Grand Theft Auto lied to us because I always thought if you hit a car from behind with a slant like that, you just jumped it.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Thanksgiving, by the way, all day Twitch streaming. So me and my sister have made up.
That's the loneliest fucking thing I've ever heard.
No, me and my sister have made up.
What were you guys fighting about?
We were fighting because...
What'd you do?
She's retarded. She's just... The argument was crazy. I can't even explain what it was about. She started lying to the family and telling them that I said to her that she's not part of the family anymore and that I didn't want her to be there for Thanksgiving. She literally just made this up to everybody. And she was like, so you guys can all go there. And she's actively trying to break up the family for Thanksgiving. It was a psychotic thing to do.
It'd be so fun if she got somebody to edit together footage of you saying stuff like that, though.
It's crazy what I'm dealing with. So I had to literally... So I have to go and make nice with her and apologize and otherwise I give up my family. My family falls apart if I don't fucking take it on the chin like a bitch. So that's what I had to do was go and be like, Jenny, stop being an idiot. Come fucking smoke some weed with me. Fucking stop being childish. So she came over. We made up. The kids hung out all weekend. It was great.
You locked your door.
But then we went shopping and I bought all the food. And she's cooking it all on Thanksgiving. So my sister's cooking everything. I get to just sit around. My son's going to be out of town, so I get to get stoned all fucking day. Oh, I'm very excited. Beating off nonstop, just beating my dick, playing Fortnite.
Just being
the rest of the family is also in the living room.
Yeah. Okay, it's going to get crazy. But yeah, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake all day streaming on Thanksgiving. I'm going to start probably around 10 a.m. or so. Probably go till 2 or 3. If you guys want to join my Fortnite team, that's the way to do it. PRRattlesnake, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Shut up, Karen.
didn't say
the fuck up, Karen. I'm sick of your shit. Every time I turn around, Karen Fiona yapping and shitting.
And shitting?
Yeah. Karen would do that. She would call me back in the day and she'd be shitting.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Such an enchantress.
That's how much I respected you then and now.
Guess who's
coming? Leave me alone. You had the grossest farts, and you would, the way you shat, it was incredible to me. I've never dated anybody who could shit. Like, it would hit so much of the toilet bowl. It was
Karen.
Like, it was like a 360 Karen. Circumference.
You taking wet shits, bro?
So wet. It was
we
like...
were doing tons of coke. Oh. I mean, it was... You can't blame me for what was coming out of my ass. It was like...
Imagine like it was just a water balloon or something.
It
like,
was just me and Karen just fucking... She's like, I'm sober.
Yeah. I'd be like chain smoking cigarettes. Yeah, I don't need a drink.
Just doing blow. I'm shitting in the bed. Yeah. What a gross couple
that
we were.
That was terrible. And we'd like fuck for hours. He'd never come. I was like not even enjoying it.
Yeah. Nobody was having a good time during that time.
It was awful.
Shannon, horrible. Listen to me. I'm not like that anymore. I'm successful now.
He'll fall back in. Give it a month.
Remember, Karen, when we dated? Like, my card would decline sometimes.
So funny. That was our joke. Insufficient funds.
Yeah, she would make that joke.
I'd be like, you're insufficient. Every time. I would call him insufficient in public, but we knew what it meant.
Oh, made me so angry. Like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Dude, I would swipe my card, and we'd literally just cross our fingers.
At 7-Eleven. Ready to run?
Jesus. If you're worried about getting your car declined at 7-Eleven,
no, we were fucking
horrible decisions,
doggy. We were bad.
Yeah,
those were the good old days. Yeah. Karen was really there for me during a really dark time in my life.
He was homeless.
It got way darker. It was darker.
I was like, oh, you think this is bad? Date me.
The downward spiral.
Going down.
Come on.
The downward fucking
spiral.
Shut up.
That's not even true. You didn't drink for a year. You were healthy-ish for a year. You didn't drink.
Yeah, I didn't drink, but we were doing coke every night.
Not for 6 months of that year, we were probably doing coke. There was
four or five nights a week.
You were doing that much coke. I would take breathers. I wasn't as bad as you.
That's just a call. It's taking doing the coke.
Yeah, in between lines. Yeah. It's a breather. Yeah.
No, I would still go to like hot yoga and be like, I sweat it out.
Remember, I went to hot yoga once with you on coke. We went on coke.
Why would you do that?
No. We did coke. Yes, we did.
We had done coke the night before.
No.
We were not high on cocaine in hot yoga.
Doggy.
It sounds like he was.
I swear on my son's life.
I introduced him as my brother because I was trying to fuck the teacher.
What? You did?
Yeah. Oh, remember? I was like, they were like, who's this? I was like, this is Lewis. He's my brother.
He's a big fat Puerto Rican on coke.
I was like, stand in the corner with the other fat Hasidic guys who look like they're going
to
really die.
Did. So the way it works in hot yoga is like the people that are more advanced go toward or yoga in general, right? Group fitness. The people are more advanced go toward the front of the class. And then if you're learning, you go toward the back of the class, right? And you learn from the people in front of you and from around. You can, you know. So I tried to be in the front row. I'm just like fat on coke. I got no shirt on. Because you can't wear like a shirt. It's just a fat guy. Like imagine fat Lewis.
You shirtless?
Shirtless.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, go stand in the back right now.
Surrounded by hot chicks. There's so many hot chicks.
All hot people.
Naked.
Everyone's hot except for me. I'm just fat and on coke.
Now there was the Hasids. They were back there, too.
Yeah.
Remember, were they not there?
I don't remember. Huh. Is hot yoga open now? Can you go to hot yoga in New York?
Probably not. I mean, it's COVID city. It's bullshit. I mean, you should be able to. I create my own hot yoga in my apartment. Just hike the heat up, put on some sweatpants.
Sounds horrible.
I told you, I have a hot blanket, too. I have this, like, at-home sweat sack.
I hate sweating.
It's good for you. It's cleansing.
I know. Just the worst part of it, though. That first sweat.
You don't like going sitting in a steam room or a sauna?
Maybe I could do that. Yeah, that'll be fine. I don't want to move while I'm sweating.
We should go fucking Svitz after the podcast. Right? Is the, what's it called open?
Russian Baths.
Russian Baths?
I checked. The hot yoga studios aren't open. Yeah.
That's crazy. They just killed the whole fucking industry, right?
Yeah. Group fitness does not exist. Unless you're outdoors.
The closest one open is in Corona.
Queens.
Oh, good.
Yes. Great.
Yeah.
You can go, because I went to get a Korean body scrub. You can go to like a Korean spa and get your own personal sauna.
Well, I can go right by my house. There's a sauna and steam room open.
Don't you have a thing at your house now?
No, I have to rewire my garage in order to make that work. All right. It was shorting out all the electricity in my garage. Gotcha. It's a whole to do.
Emma Willman's going to get a sweat sack too. We're going to do, we're going to FaceTime each other while we sweat.
That sounds awful.
Nope. It's going to be fun.
All right. We're going to wrap this one.
Oh, thank God.
Shut up, Karen. It's been a great show. I've been crushing it this whole time.
I know. I'm just kidding. You know, I like to just be a downer sometimes. I
love to be a fucking downer. Thank you guys for supporting today's Real Ass Podcast.
You're welcome.
Wednesday will be a repeat show in the morning. Zach, we got to figure out a schedule, but we're going to do another Wednesday night. Looks like we'll do one on Zoom.
Yeah, all right.
A brand new episode. So you guys can, maybe we'll premiere that on Wednesday night or Thursday morning during Thanksgiving. Maybe we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We'll do something. For sure, there will be three episodes this week. But yeah, Wednesday morning, it's going to be a repeat. So maybe do a fucking old school one, Shannon. Like an old school one.
I usually go back a few years.
Okay. We'll see what happens. Maybe do it during when me and Karen were dating.
Okay.
That could be fun, right?
Yeah. It's like from in Ralph's studio.
I was thinking about like there was like one time that I was like felt like we were like nice to each other, like one episode.
And maybe.
Then the rest of the time was pretty tense.
Yeah. A little intense. A little intense. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for watching the show.
One of you two didn't work out.
I'll be back on another day. Until then, good night. Peace.
That's all, folks.